Since the Inflation Reduction Act took effect, there's been historic funding for communities to develop solar, wind, or geothermal power. But Sherry Smith with the Alliance for Tribal Clean Energy says Indigenous peoples often don't have the money to pay for those projects' upfront costs, like feasibility studies and permits.
It's kind of like the feds say, hey, tribes, here's some money, go eat at this amazing restaurant, here's the menu, here's $75, and everything on that menu is $100 or more.
Now her organization and other donors are trying to fill that gap so tribes can develop their own reliable sources of power. Smith hopes to open up applications to tribes in the next couple months and give approvals within 30 days. For National Native News, I'm Hannah Mersbach.